It's episode 200, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 200 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
How you doing today?
That's really loud.
I know.
The music is loud.
You want a little bit louder?
No, less, please.
All right.
Okay. Oh.
Episode 200 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast, and we're moving forward with
a
amazing cruise interview today.
We do. Yes, we have.
So tell us what we have going on today, Chris, Scott, whoever your name is.
We have an interview with the one and only cruise director from the Royal Princess. Do you remember being on the Royal Princess?
Yes, I do.
Remember when it came here
to Los Angeles?
Yes, and we did the, we walked through it. It was such a beautiful ship.
Yeah.
We have an interview with the cruise director herself and what is going on the ship while they are in Alaska.
Nice.
I mean, everywhere from, like, do you remember? Okay. We went up to Alaska. Do you remember the lumberjacks and they would make those totem poles?
Yeah. The lumberjack show. Yep.
Lumberjack show. Well, now they're allowed to throw axes.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. Not rubber ones, not Nerf. I'm talking real sharp axes.
Yeah, you have a sharp axe?
Well, I was standing behind them watching it.
Yeah.
Not in front.
Good.
They were, for some reason.
We don't want this to become the Cruise Dude Podcast.
No, for some reason.
I don't want to lose you. Have you lose your head or an arm or some other appendage?
You know, for some reason, they were doing it by the elevator. The elevator was, you know, by the wood. I don't know. Maybe I'm kidding. But
Scott.
Can you see somebody coming off and they're throwing axes?
You hear this? Yeah, I know. I you can go do axe throwing in bars.
Yes.
That's pretty dangerous. People drinking and throwing axes.
Yes, they actually have that in Santa Monica now.
Yeah.
You can throw axes. Do they have that at Disney yet, throwing axes?
No. There's a place down in the South Bay called Sauced.
Wait a minute.
It's a barbecue sauce place. Yeah.
And they throw axes. Sauced. Bring your friends. The ones you don't.
Sauced barbecue.
Bring the ones you don't worry about.
Yeah.
You start out with five at a table, you might end up with three.
Three or four, you know. People missing fingers.
This interview, though, it's a little bit different because on like the Discovery Princess, the one you're going on, they do activities, but every ship has their own flair. And that's what I want a lot of people to know is when we do interviews with cruise directors, like you'll do yours, I do mine, and we listen to them, and we always put them out, and we've had this before. Oh, why are you putting out the cruise directors? Because every ship, yes, it's the same class. Yes, they're doing things that other ships are doing, but also they're doing different things at how they do them. Like, what is that white and gold that you do?
Yeah, white and gold night. Yeah, they've had it on the Discovery Princess.
Right.
And you dress up. They had it on Sky Princess as well.
Like our white
and so.
Yeah, white and gold, I danced.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you see that dance?
I know.
And I was wearing my Love Boat shirt just for you.
Thank you.
And I took it off.
Oh, you should have worn it. I got pictures of me with my...
No, I mean...
Do you see our white...
You have not seen my... I had a dinner jacket on. I got out on that stage, and I whipped that thing off.
Yeah, that's right.
In front of 2,000 people.
Gosh. I'm sorry, everyone, if you had to see that.
Hey, I even jumped up with Dirty Dan. You guys have to go see it.
It's on our Instagram page.
Yeah, I actually flew, and I was the one flying in the air.
Did you get any prize for that?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get? Bottle of champagne.
Bottle of champagne. Yeah, a bottle of champagne.
Just what you need after that.
And people are coming up asking. They're like, I really have to ask you, how did you do that? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you were in the moment. I could never do that. I said, well, you just got to pretend nobody else is around.
That's right. Yeah, you just got to ignore everyone.
Yeah, and have fun. And that's what this cruise director is going to tell everybody. Enjoy all of the activities. Go dancing. Do the Voice of the Ocean. Do the axe. I don't know if people can do the axe throwing, but do these things and really
get into it.
Get into it. Get
let your hair down.
Right, right. And even try.
Get gussied up.
Yeah, get gussied up and go. Or even try, like on the Royal Princess, go out of your comfort zone eating. Go and have a squeezed juice. You know, things like do something out of your zone.
Yeah. Eat vegetables.
Are you going to eat vegetables?
Drink juices.
Wait, you're going to
eat. He said, get out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah, that is true. He's saying everything. He goes, eat vegetables. Nope. Have a juice.
You know what? Oh, I like juices. I drink juices all the time. I like vegetables. I just don't like some vegetables, like green beans and.
So if you had a
cauliflower is not a fan.
A green bean cauliflower.
Now broccoli, I've learned to like broccoli.
Oh, you roast that. Oh, have you tried that roasting?
No.
Oh, you got to try roasting.
I mostly go to Panda Express for my
broccoli. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
I know it's pretty bad.
All right. Well, here is the interview with the cruise director from the Royal Princess.
What's her name?
I think it's called Colleen. Colleen. I've always screwed up. Every time she says it, she's like, you always screw it up. I'm like, yes, I know.
Okay.
Just never tell
Cruise
her.
Cruise director Colleen on the Royal Princess.
Just never tell her she's from Australia.
Okay.
You'll be in a good mindset.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's the intro.
I told Brian he should be getting a job here.
Yes. Yeah, we're always looking for production.
That's what I told him. I'm like, and it's a contract.
Some of the shows are great as well. Like the Stephen Schwartz shows are, you know, it's like Broadway standard. You know, really,
gosh.
Really.
It is. I mean, do they have one?
We do have one. We do have one.
Oh, I guess we're talking about that now. Well, hey, guys. Are we recording right now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, there we go. Hey, guys. This is Cruise Dude Scott with my special guest.
Cruise director Corinne here on board the Royal Princess.
Yes. We were just chatting, doing some before the interview talk about it. We'll get right to it about Schwartz and all that other good stuff. But first, I want to know who you are.
Ooh, who am I? That's always a tricky question. We get it quite a lot. But, I mean, my life on ships, I always say I'd never been on a cruise ship or even seen a cruise ship until I worked on one. My background is theatre. I went to drama school, of course. Didn't we all go to drama school?
Oh, we're all thespians,
yes,
aren't we?
Of
thespians.
Of course. I had dreams of stardom. I went to a theatre school in London and spent 3 years down there. I was just a baby. I was 16.
So that's not an Australian or New Zealand.
No.
I know. I could see the face getting red. I just wanted. I'm kidding there. I'm kidding.
I get it
I'm
a lot.
Kidding.
I get it a lot. New Zealand, Australian, South African sometimes.
Really?
Yes, but Yorkshire, the north of England, we are famous for a few things. Do you know what we're famous for?
A beetle.
More importantly.
Wait. Spice Girl?
Yes.
I knew that. Which one was it?
Mel B. Scary Spice. Also tea, which I miss. Probably the most of all the things in my life when I'm at sea, it's Yorkshire tea.
Yorkshire tea.
Yes.
So when you're hearing this, if you want to send her something to the Royal, they do get mail.
Yes.
Yorkshire tea.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yes. I mean, of course, I miss my puppy and my dad, but Yorkshire tea, this you can't beat it.
And if you want to send her dad, you can do that too.
He would really like that. And we're filming on Father's Day, so this surprise
on
Father's Day.
Oh, there we go. Happy Father's Day. Oh, wait.
Am I going to get one from the producer?
Oh, you are going to get something.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But yeah, so theatre school and mainly a dancer, actually. That was what my background was going to be. I was classically trained in ballet and tap and jazz. And as graduation grew a little closer, I was nearly 6 foot. And everybody else in my year was like very petite and yeah. going to be the girl next door. And every time I went to these girl next door auditions, I just didn't get them. They said, you know, you need to stop being funny, or you need to stop.
To stop being tall. Let me think about that.
So I kind of weighed up my options. What did I want to do? And somebody said, why don't you think more about acting or hosting? And we have a magazine in the UK called The Stage. And it said, entertainment hosts wanted for cruise ship. Come to Pineapple Dam Studios in London in the heart of Covent Garden. And an audition. I didn't really know. I skived college for the day. I told them that, you know, I had a temperature or something. And went to the audition. And it was for a British cruise line at the time. Morella, they're called now. Thompson was what they were back in the day. We had a quick audition where we kind of did some improv workshops. They had a new family show on board. They were kind of delving into the more of the family market. It was called Splash Live, and I auditioned to be the role of captain, like an underwater submarine captain. Had a blue wig. And the next day they called me and said, can you join the ship on Sunday? And I said no. I said I can't. I haven't graduated yet.
It's time to drop everything.
Right. Yeah. And I said, oh, okay. I'm really sorry. It just doesn't work for me right now. Obviously, I was devastated because it was like my big break. And then 2 months later, like a couple of weeks before I graduated, they said the girl had dropped out and the role was open. Would I want to take it? And I said yes. And here I am, 7 years later, still working on ships.
That is wonderful. Now, are you contracted, or is it like do you stay for a year? How does that work with the cruise director?
Yeah, so we normally work about 4 months on and 2 months off, and it's like a rolling contract. So I've been here on the Royal. I'm about midway through my contract. I will leave in August, but I was actually here for my last contract as well, which is a little unusual. Normally you don't come back to the same ship, but I was here on the Royal doing Hawaii and Mexico and California coast, which is I'm a sun lover. I enjoyed the sunshine, but my second season in Alaska, when they asked me to come back, I love the team here, so it was like coming back, almost like I never left. And yeah, so when my contract finishes here, I don't know exactly where I'm going to go next, but I'll keep carrying on. There'll be a princess ship out there for me, hopefully somewhere sunny.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Maybe the Discovery.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, he might not like that.
Yeah, I Duvall mean, might Duvall not. Might. I was there. I was an assistant on the inaugural. So,
but it is 4 year or 4 month contract.
It is.
So maybe Duvall will come here, and you know he's listening right now, and he's like, "Nip."
Yes, me and Duvall go way back. We were lucky enough to do the inaugural season on Discovery, and I'm sure you've heard it was a little strange. We sailed from Cyprus to LA with no guests. And,
yes.
So me and Duvall have a little bit of competitive spirit. So Duvall, and you know, he taught me everything I knew. That was my last contract as assistant before I got promoted, so I owe a lot to Mr. Duvall Gamble.
Oh yes, and we were on the Discovery last year for when they came back out of COVID. So we went to Alaska on that ship.
Oh,
and he was a really, I mean, he is just
energetic, right?
Yes,
yes,
he's full of it.
Yeah,
maybe we can say he's full of it.
Yeah. If only he was a little taller, Duvall. No, he taught
Thank
me
you.
Everything.
Thank you, because everybody says I'm small. He's smaller than me. So I am so happy. Yeah. When we interviewed, I didn't need to sit down. I need to sit down on this one.
Yeah, when we co-hosted anything, it was we used to laugh so much because we're like polar opposites.
Yeah.
It was like little and large, but Duvall is great. The Discovery is a wonderful ship as well. I was very, very lucky. I was on Discovery, newest ship in the fleet.
Yes.
And then I transshipped to be cruise director on the Grand Princess, the oldest ship in the fleet. So that was two different worlds, but I'm so glad I got to experience both in the same contract.
And now, though, you're on the Royal, which the Royal was the first of the class, but I have to actually say it's the classiest the class.
We are, yes. And we celebrated 10 years last year, the 13th of June, where she was christened by Kate Middleton.
Yes.
I mean, it should have been me. I was searching for Prince William, but he just wasn't interested.
But next time, next ship.
Yeah.
Next ship.
Exactly.
Next ship.
Exactly. She's beautiful. She is very, I think, she lives in this kind of in-between time of the classic cruising, you know, the good old days of real high-class cruising. And the new, she has a foot in the new world as well. And I mean, for me, the Piazza is the heart of all of our ships, but there's something about the Royal that's just extra special.
It is extra special. The layout and how the, when you go into the Piazza, how the stores are laid out, mm-hmm. how the good spirits, yes. and the vine, everything is, yeah. is innerly, it's connected. Yeah. Everything is connected.
It's like the spiral staircases.
Right.
You yes. look up and you could be, you know, in Dubai in a mall, or you could be at the Palace of Versailles. You know, it's yes. really, really classic and beautiful, but also light and modern. And the Piazza here, compared to the kind of grand class of ships,
right.
we kind of push the entertainment in there because it is the heartbeat of the ship.
Yes. So when you do want to come, you got to get on the Royal. Yes. You got to get on the Discovery. And the other ones in between, they're nice, but do the Royal for the classiness. And then do the Discovery for that. What did they change? What did they upgrade?
Yeah.
But still, if you want that classy, just mm-hmm. kind of like the Queen Mary
yeah,
type of cruise.
I really do think
this
that.
This is it.
Yes. Yeah. We don't get too many British guests, but whenever I speak to British guests, they always love the Royal. Because I think, I mean, we take formal to the extreme back home in England, and we love it. You never feel like you're overdressed here. You never feel, you know, the ship almost matches that decadence that we're portraying.
Yeah, I mean, my formal, mm-hmm. I just have to let you know this year, or today for formal, I'm going more of Don Johnson.
We love it.
You know, my son or my daughter's like, you need something splashy. So I'm wearing the white pants, mm-hmm. the orange shirt with a jacket. I'm thinking Don Johnson this time.
I am like a shopping fashion lover. And you know what? I think formal can be whatever you make it.
Exactly. And I mean, I do love the formal. Mm-hmm. I love the black tie. I remember during the day, it was about the black tie. And now the formal has come out a little bit different, mm-hmm. but I think it's creative and I think everybody really enjoys it. You have pictures now.
Yeah.
You can get the picture, mm-hmm. even with the, like, what is it? The princess packages.
Yes.
The princess, is it the princess?
Premier, the premier package.
Premier package. Mm-hmm. You get all of your digital pictures, mm-hmm. all of them.
It's great. And we can even use facial recognition. So you don't have to search through, like back in the day when you'd be looking.
Yep.
They all are already on the app because of facial recognition.
And that's what I do love about this ship, too. It was, while the digital process is now here, mm-hmm. and we're going with our phones, we're doing all yeah. of that, you're taking away from putting those pictures up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You're redesigning it for today.
Exactly.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. And that sustainable world that we're always driving towards. I mean, June is like Oceans Alive month, where we're always thinking about that and little changes that we can make, like not printing all of those photos.
That's exactly right.
It's the small changes that all build towards this new world.
And that's something that I believe a lot of cruisers mm-hmm. were always looking at. I have all of these pictures and now you just want me to throw them away. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
It's not there anymore. And I think that's on every single ship, right?
Exactly, yeah. All yeah. of our ships now are medallion class, from the Grand all the way through to the Discovery. And then, of course, the Sun Princess is coming out as well next year. So even taking more steps forward, that's going to be our first LNG ship.
Yeah.
So we're really, really striving.
What do you mean by LNG ship? Can you give a little bit about, I know we didn't prep on that. Are you
yeah.
okay to talk about that?
I mean, yes. Now you're going to tell me liquid natural gas. I think it's liquid natural gas. It's the most kind of environmentally friendly way of sailing, and it's going to be our first of its kind for Princess. Because at the end of the day, the ocean is our home, right? And without it, without the world, we can't do what we do. And we're taking leaps forward. And then again, from the Sun, and then the Star Princess is coming out. It's going to be another LNG ship. And then I imagine out into the future, it's going to be the most environmentally friendly of our fleet. So very exciting times, particularly for Princess.
Oh, that is great. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about what is going on mm-hmm. on the Royal Princess going to Alaska. What's different from, yeah, I'm going to go to Hawaii and going to go to the Riviera. Just mm-hmm. those are the everyday yeah. activities. What's different about going to Alaska?
Yeah, I think Alaska, for one, is truly incredible, amazing, beautiful, and probably, I would say, a place that I still, every time I see it, I'm amazed by what it looks like. And it changes throughout the season. So no matter when you sail with us in Alaska, whether it be right at the beginning of the season or whether it be in the height of summer, the landscape is ever changing. So it's really beautiful. But here at Princess, we do it best. I'm going to say that. I don't even need to say, oh, maybe we don't. We do, because not only do we take you to Alaska, but we bring Alaska to you here on board. We have incredible partnerships. Before we officially started our season, I was lucky enough to host an Alaska Chamber with Jan Schwartz and Robert And we had all of the kind of business partners that we've grown connections with up in Alaska. Princess is Heart is in Alaska. So we have our North to Alaska program. And it's bringing different enrichment series, speakers, food, beverage. I mean, for example, this morning at 9 a.m., we had a lumberjack on board.
And they were throwing axes.
Yes, they were.
I had never seen that before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was on one, I think it was actually the Royal, where they brought somebody on and they were making totem poles.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just stopped.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first time Princess has brought back on somebody who gets really physical.
Absolutely, yes. And our guests get to be a part of that. Yep. You don't have to just watch somebody throw an axe. You can do it. I have thrown an axe before, and I realized I should never give up my day job. It's much harder than it looks.
Did they replace the...
They replaced the three people in the front
row. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. But yes, he gave a presentation all about what it means to be a lumberjack, why it's so incredible in Alaska. And it's actually in partnership with the Great Alaskan Lumberjack Show, which is offered as a shore excursion. So you get a taste of what's to come, and then you can go and enjoy it.
And that's in Ketchikan, right?
That is in Ketchikan, yes. Just a short walk from the ship. I mean, another thing, we have a naturalist traveling with us on board. We're very, very lucky to have that. All of our ships in Alaska have a naturalist, and they're on hand to talk about the glaciers, the whales, the otters, the birds, and also on hand around the ship. They stay on the open decks. If you think, is that a whale? Did that whale just wink at me? Then they can tell you if it did or not. I know you're excited about the puppies, right?
Oh, yes. Mm. I heard about the puppies in the piazza.
Yes.
Tell us something about that and the first woman who won the Iditarod.
Yes. I mean, puppies in the piazza already. I know everybody's like, did she actually say puppies? Again, we are very lucky. We're the only line in Alaska that do this. And we have a partnership with one of the dog mushing camps in Skagway. And basically, because the Iditarod is such a huge task, the dogs that run it, maybe in a 3 or 4 years' time, I mean, they're touched by vets. They are running 1,000 miles. There's hundreds and hundreds of people that are interacting with these dogs. They start the socialization at a really young age. So part of that is bringing them on board and meeting the guests of the Royal Princess.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you know, they're like, that's a lot of people to meet in one day. But these dogs are, they're not, you know, domesticated pets that you're going to lie on the sofa with. They're working dogs that are going to run 1,000 miles. And Ryan Reddington, his granddad created the Iditarod. We have a real partnership with the family as well. And Ryan was on just a couple of weeks ago. He won his first Iditarod this year after 16 attempts. So he did it 16 years and it's only just won it.
And he came on the ship after he won?
Yes.
And he probably was like, all right, I'm done.
And he said to me he's going to keep doing it. But what he said, which really resonated with me, is that 7 of his dogs had been puppies in the piazza a few years ago.
Then that's what they have to. They have to come here first.
Yes.
And then they could go on.
Yes. Last week we had some puppies. They were called Dolly and Soapy because they always name the dogs after the same thing. So we had a mushroom litter. We had the Alaska litter. 6-week-old puppies. I mean, it's picture perfect.
I can't wait for that. I'm going to have a lot of video of that.
Yes. It's
yeah, because I know last year when we were on the Discovery, mm-hmm. I was on the one where they almost scratched the paint in Skagway. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah. That, you know, we heard noise. My daughter looked over the side and was like, wait, did they scratch the paint?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
it was a close one. Yeah.
So we couldn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. But this year, we are doing it.
Yeah, it's incredible. Whether you're going on the White Pass Railway or whether you're going to one of the camps. And like you did mention, we spoke a bit about the Iditarod. We actually have in Juneau, Libby Riddles, the first woman to ever win the Iditarod. She comes on and she tells her story. And it's triumph, it's tribulation. It's
incredible. It's an incredible story. It is. And if you guys want to listen to that, you could actually go to our YouTube page. I do believe I recorded the entire thing a couple of years ago.
Wow.
So you could actually see her, listen to her, and hear her story. It's really interesting where she was
mm-hmm.
and to where she is today.
I think there was a part of time where she wasn't even sure she would finish the race.
Right.
And then she came to win it, and she's done lots for the sport. Now she writes books, she gives talks at schools.
Yes.
And I always think I'm very much a girl power. I mean, up until recently, we didn't even have many female cruise directors. So I feel very much like you can do anything. You can do anything. But she, particularly, if you have young children, particularly young daughters, go and show anything is possible. And I think Alaska also breeds that kind of mentality. You come here and you see all of the incredible things that are going on, and Alaska makes you believe that anything is possible.
Yeah, and that's really what it's. She's inspirational to our youth of today. Mm-hmm. My daughter goes to an all-girls school, and when I showed her the video, she was just inspired. Mm-hmm. This is something that's taking place,
yes,
and it pushes the envelope. Absolutely. And oh, by the way, she's gunning for your job soon.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Tell her,
I'm
yeah,
just
girl
saying.
Power, come for it, come for it.
So now let's talk about fishing. We're going to get into food, mm-hmm, but this is a good sidetrack to it. Salmon. I'm going to go fishing.
Yes.
I'm going to go catch some salmon. Mm-hmm. Do I just send it home?
No, we have a very exciting program here. It's called Cook My Catch. Mm. So we have certain tours, a lot of them in Ketchikan, and you can go and you can catch your fish. And then the best part is they bring it back on board the ship and they will serve it you at dinner, cooked to how you would like it. I mean, it's an incredible... I've been in the dining room before and seen somebody come out with a huge, you know, salmon. And I'm like, well, I didn't see that on the menu. And they're like, no, I caught that outside in Ketchikan today. And it's on some of our specific tours, and it always says Cook My Catch. A lot of our tours that are in partnership with Discovery, award winning here in Alaska, the tours are phenomenal. But yeah, you can cook your catch and then you can eat it. It's
an incredible thing to do. Okay, so we have all the restaurants on board.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the restaurants. If you don't know Princess Restaurants, you have Sabatini,
yes,
you have Crown Grill,
mm-hmm,
you have the Japanese restaurant that could be a restaurant or it's on the piazza.
Yes, Ocean Terrace.
Ocean Terrace.
Alfredo's Pizzeria.
Alfredo's, great place. It's
my
always
favorite.
Free. You come in right when you get on board. You go right there. The Trident Grill.
Yes, yes. Slice Upstairs, the World Fresh Marketplace. And I think maybe it's where you were headed. We've kind of spruced up these menus with Alaskan influence.
Yes.
Seafood. And
right. And you have it on the menu. The mm-hmm menus will actually say salmon caught in Alaska.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
north to Alaska,
right?
Know.
Right, mm-hmm. Alaskan cod.
Yes,
and there's little asterisks, and you could look down on the bottom, and mm-hmm it will say caught in Alaska, mm-hmm, caught in the close waters.
Yeah,
so you know it is fresh.
Yes,
and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, we've also got the Alaskan. If you're a beer drinker, I don't know,
uh-huh,
the Alaskan ale. So
wait, what?
Yeah, you haven't heard about this?
Oh, we're gonna have to try that.
Yes, from Alaskan Brewing Company, we
okay
have like the Alaskan Amber. I'm a fan of the Alaskan White. The ones that you can have ashore, you can also have them on board. So everything, all of the food and beverage, you can go to Alfredo's and have a seafood pizza. It really is, like I say, totally immersion in Alaska compared to any of our other itineraries. We just do Alaska right.
You do, and now you're bringing the brew. That's even, I like that. So it's the Alaskan Brewery.
Yes,
the
yes
one. Is that the one in Skagway?
They do have a Skagway Brewing Company, and they're all kind of a partnership, but yeah, Alaskan Brewing Company is the one that we bring on board. They do like seltzers as well, so if you're not a beer drinker, there's still a chance to try. They have like a cherry one that I've tried off the clock, of course.
Now we're going to be going right into the bars. You have Vine.
Yes.
You have Good Spirits. Good Spirits, love it.
Mm-hmm.
All the drinks from all over the world.
Yeah, inspired by our
right
ports of call. My favorite is probably the Sandy and Fuego.
Ooh,
it's
the
watermelon on fire.
Yes, yes.
Inspired by the Yucatan.
I advise you not to drink it as like a shot.
Oh, is that, you're hardcore if you're doing that.
Rob and I, we were opening, I think it was on the Discovery, mm-hmm, and he was showing off all the drinks, and he had me there, and he's like, all right, Scott, these are the three drinks. Well, I'm on camera, you know,
ooh,
I'm going to do them all. So I did every single one. Yeah, that's what he said too.
Wow.
And the last one was that one. And my tongue was already numb, so
yes,
it went straight down. But wow,
yeah,
that is such an incredible drink.
Yeah,
you
really
have the
is
butterfly that you spin,
and it
turns colors.
I also like there's the Madeiran one with apple. It's like an apple
yes
based cocktail.
Yes, oh,
there's something for everybody. The Bangkok Mule, which is like a Moscow Mule with a lemongrass in it as well.
Producer.
We'll take two, please.
Yes.
The drinks here are phenomenal, particularly Good Spirits, because you get that experience, and then you can take the recipe card home and try
right
and recreate it.
Yes. Yeah.
The magic is with our bartenders, but
it is.
Yeah.
It is with the bartenders because, like I was talking with Rob, it's a show within the show.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching them do it, you guys, and also you have now times where you will they'll be giving a 45-minute presentation, exactly. And they'll say, okay, what's your drink? All right, let's make it. They put it up on the video, and they really show how they make these drinks, and they're incredible.
Yeah, I think one thing that Princess does really well is, of course, we want everything that's going on board, but we're also really destination-focused as well.
Yes,
we want
yes.
to take you and help you learn about the places that you're going and you're exploring. So to even, maybe you're thinking about, oh, maybe next cruise we could head to Norway, where you can go and have a cocktail inspired by it and learn a little bit about Norway while you're enjoying a beverage.
Oh, no. I hope Rob's listening to this. Rob, we need an Alaskan.
Ooh.
Alaskan cold martini.
Nice. It could be inspired by the duck fart. You know about the duck fart, right?
No, what is that?
So in Juneau, if you go to the Red Dog Saloon, they have an Alaskan drink, and it's called a duck fart. And it's like Kahlua and Bailey's and whiskey. And maybe there's something in there.
Maybe instead of the whiskey, we put a little vodka on it.
Oh,
cover the rim with sugar, and now there's an infused whipped cream that's going to be. Oh, I shouldn't be saying that, but it is coming. I'm hearing it's coming out with the maybe hopefully Princess.
Oh.
Put that on top.
Okay.
Infused whipped cream.
The duck fart martini.
We've
just created magic here.
I think we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to try that.
Let's do
I'm going to have to do it. Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's talk entertainment.
Okay.
What is on the Royal Princess this year?
We have an incredible entertainment here on board the Royal Princess. A great selection of shows with our singers and dancers. One show in particular, a Stephen Schwartz produced show, along with Jim Henson as well, Creature Workshop. So it has puppets in it. It has some of those, you know, incredible songs written by Stephen Schwartz. If you don't know, Wicked Fame, Pippin. I mean, you're talking the top of the top of the top when it comes to the world of Broadway. Secret Silk tells the story of a fable. It's set in Asia. I don't want to give too much away.
They'll just have to see it.
They will. But it tells the story of Lan, and she does a lot of sacrifices to help somebody along the way, and it all turns a little bit crazy. But we have puppets that are like seven times as big as me. We have a nine-headed dragon. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay, see, when you get on the Royal, now you're going to have to see this.
Yeah.
And Schwartz has been doing this for many, many years with Princess.
Exactly. We've got Magic to Do.
Magic to Do, incredible show.
Yeah. Some really fabulous shows.
Yes.
And then, of course, we've got our guest entertainers who are always...
The comedians. I heard about his flight.
Yeah.
Was that true?
Yes,
it was true, wasn't it?
Yes, it was true. Absolutely true, yes.
Yes, and you just got to watch out. I mean, because when you're flying and you're in a marked air, that was you. I've been there. When it's marked air and it goes down, it does go down.
Mm-hmm. It does, yeah. Especially in Alaska, we have a lot of families on board, which is, I think, is absolutely great. We spoke about it a little earlier. You know, cruising is for the family. And
Yes.
Magicians. This cruise, we had a comedy magician. He put himself inside a balloon. While also singing Ness and Dorma. It was incredible. It really was. Also, we've got Deal or No Deal game shows. We've got Voice of the Ocean.
I have somebody trying out for that today.
You do? Is it you?
No. No, I've sung with some cruise directors. They said I should be on Broadway and not on a cruise ship.
Oh, too good.
Too good for it.
I know that.
You know the feeling, right? You know, they just like... We have something else for you. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be hosts.
Hosting, yeah. That's I stay away from the singing in the shower only, I think.
Yes, exactly.
But no, we have loads in the Princess Theatre. We also have Princess Live, our secondary lounge, which is all of the game shows and the trivias, dance parties that are happening in the piazza. Our Love Boat Piazza party.
Yes. Now, is that still going on? Do you do the white Love Boat?
We do, yes.
When is that?
It's going to be happening in Glacier Bay, and can I tell you, I think you might already know, we have Bernie Capel traveling with us right now, the doctor from the original Love Boat.
Oh, is he here?
He's here.
We did an interview with him. Is he here?
He's here.
He probably knows who we are because we have the interview.
And he's turning 90 on Glacier Bay. So we're going to have our Love Boat Piazza party, and we're going to celebrate his birthday. He's going to do a little interview as well, I think.
Oh, I have my Love Boat shirt, the one from
do?
The white part,
oh,
from
do?
The original one. Because when we did we did an interview with mm-hmm. him when he was at the, I believe it was the Love Boat.
The Love Boat show. Reunion. Okay, reunion. Yes.
Well, we did the Love Boat reunion.
Yeah.
And so, but everybody had the shirts on. Yeah, I have my shirt. I'm going to have to wear that then.
Yeah, yeah. He turns 90, unbelievably. I was talking with him earlier, and he's quick as a, you know.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He is.
He was making fun of my accent. It was all happening.
Oh,
so.
We have an interview with him and the person who played Gopher.
Wow.
And they were both going off of each other. It was incredible.
Yeah, so terrible. It's going to be a really fun cruise, this cruise. And also Glacier Bay. We touched on it a little bit. That day, we kind of stop our entertainment for the day. And everyone always thinks, well, what do you mean stop the entertainment? But we hand over to the park rangers,
it's
right?
It's Glacier Bay. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not going into any other area mm-hmm. in Alaska. Yeah. This is Glacier Bay. Mm-hmm. This is the cruise you want to be on.
Yeah.
No other cruises. No. Mm-mm. Glacier Bay.
Yes.
You could just go to Glacier Bay. Mm-hmm. You could hang out in Glacier Bay. That's all you need.
Yeah.
For the entire time.
I would say that. If you're looking at Alaska, although all the other ships are great, look for one with Glacier Bay on its itinerary.
Yes.
Because Marjorie Glacier, the wildlife that you're going to see, just I always think it's like Jurassic Park. I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park.
Yes, yes.
It's unlike anything else. And we completely hand over to the rangers who are so passionate and will give you every piece of information you could ever want to know about the national park.
And if you are booking right now, you could book out, I think, all the way out to 2 years. Book your cruise. Mm-hmm. Get a balcony room, any type of balcony room you can. And a lot of people say, well, I'll just get out of my stateroom. Mm-hmm. I'll go upstairs. Sometimes it's a little bit cold.
Mm-hmm.
So try to get that balcony room.
Yeah.
It really is worth the price.
It's worth it, particularly here in Alaska. Or when you board, sit in the hot tub and wait till we get to Glacier Bay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've done that too. I've done that too. You sit in the Glacier Bay, you have your little champagne, now an Alaskan brew.
Oh.
And then, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, I think we've covered it all.
We've done it all. There's so much in Alaska. I think we could talk for hours, right?
Oh, we can talk for many hours. And if you are watching this, this is Alaska water that you're seeing out here. We're actually in Sabatini's right now doing our interview. And we just thought you guys might want to see.
Yeah, is there a whale out there? That would be perfect timing.
You know what? There probably was. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you watch this again, you might see a whale. What do you think, producer?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
We can make it happen.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
All right. Until next time, everyone.
See you soon.
Keep on cruising. Have a good one.
All right, Scott. What an amazing interview.
Wasn't that great?
Oh, absolutely.
She shared so much information, and she loves the Spice Girls.
Spice Girl.
Oh, my.
What Spice Girl does she like the most? I know there's Posh. There's...
I believe, wasn't it Posh that came from her little town? I think it was Posh.
Okay.
Posh, but if you see her and you're on the Royal Princess, you just have to go up to her and just say hi. And remember, she's not from Australia.
Okay.
But it's a great cruise. You're going to have fun on the Discovery very soon.
Yes, I am.
We're going to be talking about the Royal Princess coming up. And then right after that, we're going to be talking about your ship.
That's right.
My gosh,
yep.
It's going to be a beautiful thing. I am so glad we got this interview and everybody was able to hear her. I'm having a lot of drinks in my hand right now. I've had a lot of caffeine.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm going to go have a juice. I'm going to go have a mimosa.
There you go.
On my balcony, I'm going to enjoy the first of the Royal Class ships, the Royal Princess. It's so elegant, so beautiful. Until next time, everyone, I'm Scott.
And I'm Tommy. We're the Cruise Dudes.
Keep on cruising. And on another note, hey, Sherry, enjoy Texas.
There you go. Have a good one, Sherry.